Ooh, they're saying Alec Baldwin didn't kill somebody. Lord have mercy. Let me tell you something. We gotta talk about this because this is a this to me is a have all the makings of a murder mystery. You see what I'm saying? And a whodunit. Something is not right, and I feel foul play is afoot. On Alec Baldwin part? No, not necessarily. Okay, because you're an actor. Fuck, you gotta do with it. As far as presenting prop, making prop, doing prop, you know, like as far as, you know, these are props we're going to use. Your job is, you know, I'm going to come to read. Okay, you like how I read as far as the, you know, what I did at auditioning, or maybe you already wanted me for the role and you hired me. I signed the contract to say I'm going to show up. I'm already doing my part, right? So it's already, the funny thing about it is what happened with this gun, okay? This does not happen often. And of course, the few times that it had happened, they had to bring that up again. You have Bruce Lee, my Sagittarian, you know what I'm saying? That was a loss. And then his son, I don't understand, the same way his son died, the same, but that's not that, you know, coincidence, or if you believe in that shit, you know what I'm saying, son and father, in my opinion, there's no such thing as coincidence, something like that, some kind of foul play was at foot. And then all of a sudden, here you go, here comes his, Brandon Lee's son comes out and make a statement and say what everybody know, that nobody should die instead of a movie. I don't understand. So what went wrong here? See, the thing what I don't like about this, Alec Baldwin killing somebody, he's not the only celebrity. It's all celebrities have done killed people, whether they meant to or not. Brandy killed somebody. Everybody seems to forget that Brandy killed somebody. Brandy killed somebody in a car accident. Google celebrities that kill people. And there's a lot of them. But the point is, they get, it's supposedly if it's an accident, they get away with it. Okay. Caitlyn Jenner killed somebody. Venus Williams killed somebody. She got into a car accident in June of 2007 and left somebody dead. You know, Caitlyn Jenner was involved in a fatal car crash on the Malibu stretch of PCH in February 2015. They said Jenner's car, witnesses say her car rear-ended a white car and sent it careening into oncoming traffic. It was struck by a Hummer. Damn! The driver of the white car was killed and seven others sustained injuries. Okay, and of course, Jenner wasn't hurt. Laura Bush, when she was in high school, neglected to stop at a stop sign while she was driving. She hit another car and killed it. Listen, if you neglect to stop at a stop sign, that's one thing. How fast, Laura Bush, were you going? How drunk were you? You know what I'm saying? That at whatever speed you was going, that you ran the stop sign and completely killed somebody, see? That's why they had to put them 25 miles per hour speed limits in my city, because they started to understand, listen, if you hit something at 25 miles per hour, it might be injured or hurt, bruised, but for fuck's sake, excuse my language, they're gonna live. But live to see another day. We're trying to live, for crying out loud. Matthew Broderick, all right? Ferris Bueller's Day Off. It says him and his girlfriend at the time, Jennifer Grey, from Dirty Dancing, were vacationing in Ireland, and he mistakenly drove the wrong way on the street and crashed into an oncoming vehicle. The driver and the passenger of the car died from their injuries. Ted Kennedy. Well, my mom told you about Ted Kennedy. Child, that was a... Mary Jo Kopich, actually, I can't pronounce his name, drowned in an overturned vehicle. They were pretty much driving on an island near Martha's Vineyard or Chappaquiddick. And the car went off the road and he left pretty much. And she drowned in the car. He didn't call for help or nothing. He later pled guilty to seeing the accident. But one thing my mother told me that they don't like to talk about is that he waited a long time before he talked about it. So she could have got saved. You know what I'm saying? Since it was a scandal. He didn't want to talk about it because it's, I guess, a family Kennedy name. And then before he admitted guilt, the department or the police department that was investigating it got burned down. In those days, it was not electronic record keeping. It was more paper and, you know, writing down, filing kind of paper records. So anything that they had was just destroyed, any proof or evidence. But I do remember when Ted Kennedy died, and anytime something happened to them damn Kennedys, this woman's family kept coming back up talking about karma for all the crap that they had done. And so... Alec Baldwin now is on this list. Don King, you know, killed two men in two separate incidents. They said King killed the first man in self-defense when the man was trying to break into his gambling operation. He's convicted of second-degree murder for a second incident in which he stomped to death an employee who owed him $600. So $600 stomped somebody to death. I wouldn't consider him, Okay. Keith Moon, Rebecca Greyhart, James Stewart, you know. My point is, and most of them, let me see what they did. William S. Burroughs shot his wife. Snoop Dogg. Damn, this is rapper Snoop Dogg and his bodyguard were charged with the murder of a rival gang member. Snoop Dogg was defended by Johnny Cochran and was acquitted after years of court battles. Okay, Brandy. I told you about Brandy. In 2006, singer and I remember that one, America's Got Talent judge Brandy Norman was involved in a freeway pileup that caused the death of Awatef Abu-Dihaj. Although Abu-Dihaj had struck the vehicle in front of her before Brandy hit her rear bumper, Brandy accepted responsibility for the accident. Howard Hughes, Dwayne Dog Chapman. In 1976, Jerry Oliver was shot to death by one of Dog the Bounty Hunter's friends when they went to buy marijuana from him. Though Dog was outside waiting in the car at the time, he was still convicted of first degree. Yeah, well, you know, they call that accessory. They say he served 18 months of a 5-year sentence. Okay. Yeah, so this list actually really goes on. A lot of people I really don't know. John Landis, where do I know you from? You're a director or writer or something. Oh, Twilight Zone. Of his film, The Twilight Zone. He was charged with involuntary manslaughter after an accident on the set of his film, The Twilight Zone, caused the deaths of actor Vic Morrow and two children who were extras. Landis was later acquitted. Bro, so people are dying on sets. Anyway, John, I'm not going to keep going on. Too much people. I'm going to be honest with you. It seems like since the beginning of time, Felicia Pearson, she was on The Wire, wasn't she? When she was 14, they said she was convicted of second-degree murder and a shooting a child. And now we have Alec, man. And my point with him is that I don't believe for a second that it was intentional. But like I said, you got to go back to murder mystery. What the fuck's going on here? And also, what was you doing? Because if you, yes, it was a scene. It was a scene and you were shooting. So probably the director of photography, the lady that passed away, Hutchinson, I believe her last name is. Please don't call me. Probably she was in the area where she was, like, just standing to do everything. And because it's just a prop, you know, didn't understand. But what the fuck went wrong there? The fact that investigators are, they're cooperating. I don't know that nobody's going to be charged. I've never seen somebody been charged for murdering. He did not do it intentionally. I don't believe that. But I just think it's just so messed up because you have somebody that lost a wife, like somebody, people that lost a mother, somebody that went to work that day. And all of a sudden, what went wrong there, you know? Except for Lil Boosie having a little video shoot a few months ago over the summer, some people getting shot over there, and then recently him knocking some people out on stage and then having to face charges. You know, I don't really know that these things happen. It's supposed to be a little bit more secure. So I think he's really going through a lot as a human being. In my eyes, he's always going to be Jack Donaghy. You know what I'm saying? From 30 Rock. You know what I'm saying? But also Alec Baldwin, who has had problems of fact, and the whole Baldwin family has been controversial, but I don't believe for one second that man went to work to just sit there and pop off on some woman. What would that be about? You know, and I just want to know who did that and why did they do that? Did they do that knowing Alec was going to hold it? I'm telling you, child, this has been a whole murder mystery. If I was a detective, I would really be dying to know. Even if you can't press charges because of the industry and they got people and lawyers and money, it's a shit up. I'd be dying to know what the fuck went wrong here. I'm not going to believe, like, especially if you're in homicide and you work near L.A. or Hollywood or wherever these studios be at, and you know you don't get, like, you know what's on the rise. You know homicide's on the rise. You know this is on the rise. Human traffic, whatever. You know what I'm saying? burglaries is on the rise, or this area is known for high drug traffic, blah, blah, blah. Nigga, if you're not getting calls all the time for people's getting randomly shot up in the studio, and you get a call like this, and you a homicide detective, come on, your spidey sense has got to be tingling, be like, something ain't wrong. It's not right here. Whether you persecute or not, because you can't, or whatever, because powers that be, and money, or whatever situation is, what's going on here? Because it don't make sense that this gun, that's supposed to be a prop, Unless somebody's doing a magic trick, turn into a real gun.
Is my soup here? My soup. They don't ever say nothing to me. They got a hold on choppers.
Okay, now that I have solved the soup dilemma, back to Alec Baldwin. So now I was just recently seeing in TMZ where they're saying that the assistant director had a gun. Listen to me. I don't know if Alec Baldwin is specifically being attacked, targeted. I don't know. But listen, you got to be a damn fool to think. When they was revisiting the, whether it was Bruce Lee or Brandon Lee, the issue is that it was the gun had got lodged in a piece of the thing plus a real. I'm like, listen, it all is suspicious. It's just weird. You know, it's just odd. Something happened. You know, see, this also makes me think of Chucky. Tis a season to be scary. Tis a season of ghouls and crap, right? Let's talk about him. Now, I'm not talking about the newer age Chucky. I'm talking about the really, like, Chucky was gonna be scary, but as it got on, they kind of make it like, I don't want to say comedy joke, but parody, whatever. Not parody-ish, but I like the first, second, third, you know, that's when it got real. Okay, I think by the third Chucky, the original, the kid was in military school. And I'll never forget that he was trying to obviously infiltrate him because Chucky's whole thing, because remember in the previous episodes when I was talking about Michael Myers, Jason, and all their different, who are they? Charles Lee Ray. That was his original character. Charles Lee Ray was a robber by a guy, criminal, who knew a witch doctor and stumbled across some type of an amulet that would make him immortal in the fact that he could transfer his consciousness or his soul to any other person as long as he knew what he was doing. Now, obviously, in the first Chucky, the story was told that the night that he died, he had the amulet on him. He got chased into a toy store where he got shot and was dying. He didn't know he was going to die, but he was, again, trying to preserve the soul, knowing the power that he had in the amulet. He put his soul in a doll. It was supposed to be temporary. And from that point on, he's always been trying to get out that soul or that consciousness out of that doll and back into another human. But now he has to pick a human. He usually wants, I mean, hell, if you're going to start over, you want to start fresh. Anyway, he catches up to the boy in 3. Why does it have to be this kid and not anybody else? I don't know. But he catches up to the military school. At some point, the kids are going to have a paintball game, some kind of a red flag green. This team is red. This team is blue. We're paintballing and all of this. And whoever wins gets this prize. Long story short, Chucky goes and sneaks into the ammunition room. And don't you know, instead of the paintball tips or whatever it is that they use that they're supposed to be not harmful and fun and friendly for these kids to use at military school, he actually replaced with real legit bullets, like real bullets. So these kids went out here literally killing each other. So my whole point is, even at some point when the first person shot off, they was like, whoa, like I really just killed my comrade, you know what I mean, type of thing. Same thing I'm getting here. He knows somebody didn't have to go put bullets or switch every damn gun, but I just feel like, where did this come from? Okay. Now, I ain't never been on a damn set, so I couldn't tell you, especially now with action and shootings and things. So I couldn't tell you what prop bullets do and how far they go, if they go over the director's head or in this direction or that area. But you gotta remember, some scenes is a lot of shooting. This is supposed to be some kind of wild, wild west kind of thing, tumbleweeds and all of that, spurs and the boots, you know, that kind of thing. So there's supposed to be a lot of shooting, you know, and supposedly. So then there's also a director that got injured, and I don't want to not include that because that's, you know, somebody else is recovering, I'm sure, but there's a lot of trauma here. And so they're offering counseling. I'm like, no, something is not right. Something ain't right, you know. And the thing with this kind of thing is like, you went to work. Everybody, this is shit I hate. You just went to work. Life is real. Life is hard, okay? People got to work to support themselves, make a living. I am not about people going to work and dying at work, bro. And even if we was going to pass out, we can't even pass out on our day off or when we clocked out, like, at the job, though. So this is it here at the job. You know, so she went to work to do her job. This guy went to work to do his job. One got shot, and then the other one got. Is there political problems in Hollywood concerning this direct? This is what I'm trying to say. If I was a homicide detective, bitch, I got some questions, bitch, and I'm going to get some answers. What's going on here? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to need to know. Is anybody got problems with it up here in the Actors Guild and all of this? Like, what's going on? Because I'm telling you, this is foul play. Something ain't right. Oh, you know what I'm watching right now? Especially on Peacock, got me thinking like this. I love a good murder mystery. Always have, always will. Clue started it. You know, the love of Clue from when I'm a kid with Tim Curry and also The Game. But anytime, you know, murder oriented, I love a good murder mystery. Even murder mystery with Adam Sandler. I love a good murder mystery. But this one's called One of Us is Lying. See, now this was supposed to be a book first and then got turned into a series. It was on Peacock. It's a Peacock original now. Child, I love it. As a matter of fact, they just dropped episode 7 and 8. I'm pretty sure it's the season finale for just last night or today. I'm not sure. I'm getting ready to watch that after this. But as I was watching it and as things was unfolding, I'm like, boy, you people just don't know. Like, everybody was, oh, I didn't do it. That wasn't me. I'm like, and at the end of the day, no matter what anybody fucking says, the facts still lead to the fact that somebody's fucking lying and somebody did something. Okay? Motive. You just got to find motive, man. As I look at my life every day like that, because at the end of the day, I was just looking at Peacock, okay? And Peacock has what you would call... Well, first of all, I was already on Peacock, but I had got Peacock premium subscription free for 3 months through a DoorDash McDonald's promotion, right? Didn't even care for it. Wasn't even ordering the McDonald's for myself. I was ordering it for my significant other, but I noticed that they's like, oh, if you... Today, this promotion, I was like, all right, let's see. They said they're going to email me the stuff within 24 hours. Bitch, it took 36. Because you know by the 24th, 25th hour, I was like, they're fucking lying, bastards, brah. But anyway, 36 hour came in, and I put it in. Legit, right before the Michael Halloween Kills movie dropped. So even though that was a premium movie and it was a Peacock-only streaming platform or whatever, I was able to just... watch it without having to pay for the thing. Now, fast forward, because of the premium thing, they always have channels, but now they don't have ads. When you go to these specific channels, some of them is themed like Snapped or something like that. And when I went to Snapped, because that was one of my most favorite shows of all time, to the point that my significant others at that time used to say, stop watching that shit. Every time I look, you watching that shit, you was binge watching it when it's on marathon. This gonna give you ideas. You ain't gonna kill me, bitch. I'm like, bro, it's just a show. Chill, relax, you know, but give people ideas. But when I was watching the other day, long story short, to bring on this full circle, they never seem to be short. You see, real life, y'all be looking at TV, thinking TV is real. Real life stuff happened every day. Why the fuck is Snap on season fucking 38, 58? I'm like, I thought it was like one season a year we'd be dropping shit. And last time I checked, I remember Snap started like maybe when I was leaving high school, going into college. I don't remember that was 58, 38 years ago. So... Clearly, ID, true crime, these things, City Confidential, none of these, they are not running out, okay, of stories because crimes of passion are fucking real. People line people up every day, framing is real and things of this nature. Jealousy is real. So when I look at this situation, I'm like, what's going on real? What's going on here? Now, it would seem and appear to be either, common sense will tell anybody, either somebody don't like Alec and they framed him, he's framed. But Alec did it. It would make no sense that Alec did it. CNS, I'm a motherfucking actor. I just came to do my motherfucking... There's another thing that goes wrong. I just came to work to do my job. Bitch, now they over there talking to me about a body. I didn't even... And a body and a child. That's too... I didn't even come for that. And whether you did it or not, it's just bad publicity. Okay? There's no such thing as bad publicity. As long as you talked about it, it's good. But you're attached to something that, you know... Even if you are found later not to be, they always remember, just like they always remembered that time he was arguing with a significant other, Denise, I can't remember her name, you know, the one he had the child with, and then he was on her voice message calling the child all kinds of names, including her calling the baby, referring to the baby as a little pig, which later on, the family smoothed things out, and he loved his daughter very much, and even at his roast, Alec Baldwin roast, his daughter came up and even referred to those voicemails back in the day and laughed about it, you know, but the point is the Baldwins are controversial when things have come up, but you don't want to be nothing, have nothing like this, like you kill somebody on the set, though. But listen, one thing I noticed about people that don't kill somebody, anything, they, Brandy, I don't know, she's around, but she's not around as she did, you know. The Ferris Bueller guy, I haven't really seen him since the time, you know, that he killed the person, so to speak. So I guess it's going to be quiet. I like Alec. I like Alec a lot, you know. He's funny to me.
But at the same time, I don't know what's going on here, but it's more going on here than some shit like, oh, the gun. I wouldn't even fuck if they made up a story and said the gun jammed and then there was a, some, something's not right. Something's not right. It's not fair that one person got killed, another person injured, and then one person is being held. What happened here? All everybody did was come to fucking work, bro. All I did was come to work. That's why I be clocking the fuck out. I be like, you see this bullshit here? No. I get like Rochelle. Whether I have a nigga with two jobs or not, I be like, I don't need this shit. She be like, I probably got two jobs. I've got a husband with two jobs. I be like, I don't need this shit. I'm clocking the fuck out. That me, bitch. I ain't got time. As soon as they started shooting, I'm clocking out. All that teamwork shit. No, I'm clocking out. Some people just be doing the most for the job. Y'all shooting in here. Why is anybody dying on any damn set? Everything's supposed to be a damn prop. I didn't see. I'm talking about the Wayans brothers. I watched the episode of Wayans brothers where obviously it's a show, but they was shooting a scene within the show. So within the show, they're doing a skit where they're or a sketch or the episode where the, you know, Marlon's a struggling actor where he's trying to get a land a job. And on the set, they have props on the table. It really looked as if they were at a dinner table where he had a glass of cognac. But at the same time, when they had a scene where he had to get all out of character and they had to cut the recording or whatever because Marlon was acting a fool, he picks up the glass because it fell on the floor and he's trying to put it back down. It turns upside down and you can see that it's not really no cognac in there. It's not even real liquid in there at all. It's a liquid in there, but there's some kind of a seal over it and everything. It's like fake props, like so to speak. It just looks like alcohol. It doesn't even smell like alcohol. You can't even access the liquid because it has some kind of plastic over it. But to somebody looking on the outside, it looks like it's cognac and glass. It's supposed to be a prop. It's like wax fruit. It looks so good sometimes that you went in and it was like, oh, it's just decoration. Ooh, I thought it was real. No, it's not real. That's fake ass wax fruit type stuff. That's what it's supposed to be. So I'm trying to tell you something's not right here. I don't know that they're ever going to find out the truth. But again, was the lady targeted? Was the director targeted? And they just want to blame them. What's going on here? Very interesting things, y'all. Watch people. All right, y'all, what's going on? That's all I got. My ass is tired. Also, I'm about to go finish watching the rest of this One of Us is Lying business, man. See, the thing One of Us is Lying, the thing with a lot of stuff is went through within that show, everybody are in that book. And I really want the book. No matter what I like, if I find it was a book first, I would look out to know because everybody knows the book be read better than the movies and or series. Because one thing about this is that survival had to come into play. These kids don't want to lose nothing. They don't want to. And I'm not mean like, oh, we have to figure out who did it because we don't want to go to jail. But we have to figure out who did it because somebody's lying. And whoever did it because the guy is so grimy. He had all this dirty information on everybody. He was about to blackmail us just to ruin everybody's reputation. And everybody got a motive. But whoever it is that did this, motive was so bad that they said, by any means necessary, I will silence you. You know what I'm saying? To keep myself okay. You know what I'm trying? This kind of thing. That is what you got to watch out about people. What do we know about what really happened? Maybe it's not political. Maybe it was somebody slept with some. What do we know? Well, I know something right here. That's some fucked up shit, child. There I go to work. I bet that motherfucker getting on set after this be like, are you sure? Can we test it into a sample wall? Can we do a test dummy tryout motherfucking ammo, you know, or, you know? Very sad. Very, very sad. On that note, y'all, was quiet. Like I said, I love you all. Stay safe, and I'll see you all next time.